I don't know what happened to it, but we got stuck with a place what they call Loop Road out in the Everglades. You have to go through Monroe, you have to go through Homestead, Dade County, and then go back around in the Everglades to find the other part of Monroe County. If you pick up a paper sometime, you can see the black mark of Monroe County, and then way around here on the other side on the west coast, there's a little loop, what they call Loop Road. I don't know why in the hell they don't give it to them people up there, because it's nothing but an inconvenience. We have to pay to have it policed and everything else.
Hmm. Must be terrible having to go to court. Yeah. All the way out to here.
They have to travel all the way down.
See, how far is the furthest point? How far does the county go? It's almost as far as Miami, isn't it?
Miles County goes up about 20 miles from Homestead.
Then you
jump from there, go through the Everglades, and then get to the other part of it. I don't know how big that is. I forgot. It's a big controversy about it now. They want us to furnish buses and police protection.
Hmm. Well, I suppose there was a log across the road. You might say I tied a rope to it and blanked it out of the way.
You drag it across the road.
Okay. Now, occasionally I might have a couple words like these that are verbs. I'll try to get more than, for example, if you drug it out of the way yesterday, you might say, tomorrow I will. You say, tomorrow I'll have to, what?
Pick it up.
Still talking about drug.
Drug?
Using the same word. You say, tomorrow I will. Well, okay. Do you know what, you said they had, what do farmers do with the tractor? The first thing they do in the springtime to get the soil?
Plow.
Okay. And you know what they, after they plow, you know what they use to break it up even finer? You ever seen them? What they call
I've
it?
I've seen them, but I don't know what they call them.
You ever hear them call a harrow? Or a disc? And you know what is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
Okay. And if a man had a load of wood or a load of anything, and he was driving along, how would you say, what would you say he's doing? If he's got a load of something and he's carrying it from one point to another, what's he doing?
Carrying a load from one point to another.
Yeah, I'll say,
he's transporting it.
Okay. And like truck drivers, I don't know, like you might say I had a, there's
right.
Short, you got short,
short haul?
Okay. So in that sense, would you ever say he was hauling?
Probably. Hey, he can be hauling, yeah.
Is there, you ever use that in any special sense?
No, we'd call it, you have a short haul or a long haul. But he was hauling freight, or hauling his produce, or whatever nature it might be, whatever things he might be hauling.
Okay. And for sawing up wood or planks or firewood or something, they used to have these X-shaped things. Those frames that were really shaped like an X, and they had those cross-cut saws they'd use on them. You know what they used to call those frames? Have you ever seen them?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what the name of it is.
Were there ever any of them around here? You never were? How about the A-shaped looking things that the carpenters use? What do you call them?
Horses.
Okay. And to straighten out your hair, you can use a comb or you can use a...
brush.
All right.
Now they use curling irons.
either sex. How about...